Let's see if we're going yet. Let's see if we're going yet. Hi, everybody. I think we're live. We appear to be live. There's an activity feed happening. Doggy Style 5 just followed me. I wonder about the first four. Wow, it's raining. Hi, everybody. So today is called, and it's episode 7-Eleven, kind of like the place where you buy poison for your body. But it's open 24 hours a day. I have some good stories for you guys. And it's called Ducks, Pigeons, and a Random Goat. Sorry for being a little late. There was just a random goat pacing my goat area. And he had huge horns. He was like a full, he looked like a wild goat. I don't know if you can hear him, but so I grabbed him. And I brought him into one of our pens that doesn't currently have animals in it. And this is quite a mystery. I went by Ryan's house and Ryan's gate wasn't breached. So it wasn't one of his goats. We have no idea where the goat came from. But my son already named him Tubi. I have no idea why. But we gave Tubi some hay and Tubi's just pacing another place, a wandering goat. It was a total wandering goat. I was thinking today about the communication of animals. I don't really have a ton planned, but I know I haven't shown you guys much on Ursa Manor lately. Like I haven't shown, because it's just been really dark and rainy. But I have some video for you today. The Pacific Northwest is for the winter, it just gets so drizzly, and I love the rain, but it's not exactly a pick-me-up to show the people just a bunch of wet animals and puddles. Hang on, he was looking for some action. I think so. Manna from heaven. Yeah, and that's what I wanted to talk about today. I learned some stuff about pigeons. Did you guys know that there was the carrier pigeon? There were billions of them in America, billions. Let's just look up what Wikipedia has to say about carrier pigeons. Carrier pigeons. I was listening to this whole podcast just on carrier pigeons. And I heard they went extinct. This says they're not extinct, though. The world's first airmail stamps were issued by a great barrier pigeon. Homing pigeons. What about carrier pigeons? Okay, this is what I learned. And the sources were much more valid than Wikipedia. I don't know the deal, but all I know is there used to be a ton of pigeons in America. There were billions of these, like in rural areas, so many that a lot of poor people ate pigeons. That's why if you've heard of like pigeon pie and pigeon stew, and in old stories, people were constantly eating pigeons. And I guess all you needed was like a stick, and you could actually just eat this certain type of pigeon. And the population has dropped tremendously on it. And I was just and they say it was because it was overhunted, but my conspiratorial mind says that, they were taken out. But what happened after that is the chicken became the go-to, and it came from when the Jews started coming into America in the 40s. They brought all these chickens because they didn't eat pigs. And so instead of like Sunday night roasts and all this stuff, it became chickens. And so then the chickens started getting genetically modified and hormones pumped into them so that they would get fatter and feed more people. And some believe that's why a lot of young children are currently growing tits. Yeah, BB, we Chinese eat it like nothing else. Oh, sweet. 3 to 5 billion when Europeans discovered America. Yeah, and that's the thing. I always like look at things based on control mechanisms. When there was billions of chickens and way more fish, there used to be more fish, like way more. People could live off the land and not need control systems a lot easier. And so the goat's a plant. I know, it's deep state goat. BB, were you listening? Yeah, exactly. Sophia Small Story on Stage of Quay. That's exactly what I was listening to. And so I was just thinking about that, about how I'm blessed to have enough land where I can have goats and chickens and stuff. But there was a time in America when you didn't need much. Like, you could be like a healthy homeless person where you could just live off the land, and you still can, kind of. You know, there's a lot of deer. There's a lot of, there's wild turkey. You can if you like are really knowledgeable, but they probably killed them off with DDT. I don't know. All I know is it's just fascinating that no one talks about it, because you would think that the environmentalists would constantly talk about pigeons, but they don't. They talk about like koala bears and stuff, like stuff that no one ate. 6 billion pigeons were, yeah, it was 6 billion pigeons. The Info Galactic callouts are cracking me up. Did you check the goat for trackers? No, I can't tell if you're joking or not. It's true, my girl had an adult rack at 9. That's weird, dude. You're being a creep. DMT and butt pumping. Spy goats. Hormones are pumped into cows, too. Yeah. Poor people lived off oysters before finding jobs in New York Harbor. Hey, BB, did you see WikiLeaks is saying Russia traded Iran? I don't care at all. Did you see this and this and this? It's like, what part? Do you think I would get into that stuff? Did you see that WikiLeaks? I care about the goat I just found, pigeons, my duck that I now want to show you guys about, because our duck, Miss Bumblefoot, has a infection on her foot. So now she has a club foot. We taped it up and cleaned it and everything. Phone on, hang on a second. Kind of embarrassed trying to get in touch with me. Hang on 1 second. Quick communication with Kaizen. Young girls are developing hormones. What are we just talking about? Hang on, Kaizen kind of destroyed. He's got some good gravy. I just got to see what he's saying. Oh, okay. Everything's good. All right. General Hospital with bombs. Yeah, it literally is. It's so dumb. Did you hear that WikiLeaks teamed up with Agent Two Balls, and they together with the Iranian guys, they just want more war. They just want more distraction. They just want more nonsense. You can buy into it or not. I've chosen not to. So my duck. So, you know, I have actual problems and stuff in my life. Like, I have actual, like, I care for a lot of animals. Like, one of the reasons I just had to grab that goat is because I didn't want a potential disease to get to my goats. So now the goat has been isolated. But he still gets to look at the alpacas in chat. I'll show you a funny thing about George. I think dogs can communicate to each other, and it's just based on tone. Like, watch this. My dog George literally sings the blues. Watch this. Hang on a second. Muddy George. Let's watch that again. That's adorable. Ha 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 ha! All right, so I'm going to tell you the story of these ducks. All right, so here is the quarantine duck. Hang on. The quarantine duck is in that little shed, and the other three ducks are in the pond. Let me just show you this little scene here. Okay, so what's happening there, the three kind of shut up when I got there. What was I talking about? But they've been communicating all night because we have to keep her foot dry and clean. The quarantine duck sounds like a children's book. Yeah, and so let me just show you more videos and then I'll kind of explain what I believe is happening. So here's quarantine duck. This is Miss Bumblefoot.
Hey, Bumblefoot. Hey, Bumblefoot.
Do you hear her foot? She's like a war vet.
You're gonna be okay, buddy.
Okay, so then check this out. This is when things get really, really interesting. So Bumblefoot's calling for her buddies.
Hey guys.
And they're right there.
Your buddies are here. They care about you. Hey buddies.
You see Red Pill Rooster scamper by? So what's happening here is, and this happened all night. It was kind of heartbreaking but funny. Bumblefoot was just like, meh, 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 and her buddies were next to the barn all night. Poor duck put it down. No, you can beat Bumblefoot. You can beat, it's literally called Bumblefoot. I take the animal politics at Ursa Manor over world politics anyway. Yeah, because this is actually helpful. A duck is mad at you. No, this is what happens. Like, people told us to put down our entire flock of chickens because they were sick for, like, remember, like, 6 or 8 months ago when they were sick for a while? Every one of them except one recovered. And we're back to having more eggs than we know what to do with. And so I started thinking about the communication of animals and how humans are much more similar than... Oh, yeah, Red Pill Rooster was there for a backup. Yeah, just watch Red Pill Rooster last... Just watch Red Pill Rooster again. It's really funny. He was just there trying to see what was really going on.
Hey, guys. Your buddies are here. They care about you. Hey, buddies.
Yeah, the Bumblefoot can get, we may have caught it too late, and if so, we will be eating Miss Bumblefoot, which is kind of weird, I know, but it's also not. These ducks are designed for food, but we have no intention of eating them because we can just eat their eggs, and they're like buddies, but... We're doing everything we can to get her foot better, and I think her foot will be better. But Gary the Goat and Bumblefoot for President 2020. And you have a mountain of eggs to show for making the right decision. Yeah, eggs are awesome. That's what happened after this great pigeon kill-off in the early 1900s. That's what people used to live on. They used to eat pigeons all the time. And so then they got into eggs from chickens, and then once they started... trying to get more meat out of chickens. And it all comes from money. All the bad stuff comes from money. I'm starting to think that there isn't really people in charge of the hellish conditions a lot of us face in life, like all the financial and debt obstacles and how communities break down and all that stuff. It's Sophia from that podcast that someone brought up had a great term for it. The real AI is artificial incentives. And I think that's what a lot of people are facing, and what they see is money artificially incentivizes people to do really dumb shit. You know, like loans and money itself. And I don't believe there's a master plan outside of the biblical world, like the spiritual world of Satan and God. I think people a lot of times are operating on an artificial incentive, like because of this loan, because of this free money, because of this market, this inflated or artificially inflated or deflated market because of somebody else's artificial incentives, that is why so many things are happening that are bad. And that's why I'm not really looking for the they anymore, like the who's doing it, because I think the who is the money itself. You can cut out the root of the bumblefoot if you need to. We did that already. We drained the bumblefoot. The biggest concern is if it spread to the bone. You need to kind of, that's why they call chicken yard pigeon and forced it on the bike thieves. Auto-corrected intelligence too. Did anybody see Tucker Carlson last night? He looked directly in the camera and said that the media lies to you about everything. I like Tucker Carlson, but I don't know why anyone would watch news right now. I really don't. It's almost more frustrating to see like normal, smart people still just masochistically beating themselves with lies. It's just like money really does push people into doing the worst type of stuff. Yeah, and it's tough to blame. Like a lot of times farmers and people get put in a situation where they have to feed their families, and the way things are set up because of money and false incentives, they go down these roads of like GMOs and all that stuff. And it's all just based on financial incentives. And so that's why I think a lot of bears are crushing, is because if you live by a different set of morality, you know, like the Bible, you're not as susceptible to that because you want to do what's right, not just what gets you more money. I've stopped watching the news. I don't know why anyone wouldn't. I have no patience for that talk. I really don't. I'm trying to talk to the chat to stay like in touch with you guys and like keep the community fun. But like, if you're just going to talk about like what we've established the news lie, I don't do this stuff for clicks or for money. I really don't. Like, get it in your head. Like when I dismantle NASA and dismantle the news and fear porn, like we just reran my 9/11 episode last night. When I do those things, it's so that you can then have a better life. It's not just like, all right, do it again. Okay, now we're going to watch the news again and get all riled up and angry. And then, you know, later we'll prove it's fake again. BB, it's hard to rent a house out. I'm worried the renter will destroy the property. I don't know. I've rented houses out and nothing bad ever happened. I have no debt, none. Good. I still have debt. I think about that a lot. Like how debt will motivate people to do things that they normally wouldn't do. I keep that in check and you can feel it. Don't watch porn and don't watch fear porn. Right. And if you do, at least know what it is. Don't quote WikiLeaks or the news like it's valid. It's Owen cured me of by Alex Jones addiction. Nice. Princess Bride breakdown. I never watch news. I really like your 9-1. All right, cool. Did you see Chappelle's acceptance speech from Mark Twain Award? It was pretty good. No, I didn't. Stop distracting Big Bear. All right, so anyway, I was thinking about... Oh, and I have a funny story for you guys, too, about me trying to reconnect with the community. It was a waking nightmare, but I'm glad I did it. So animals do communicate to each other, and I think they do it in the same way that humans communicate to each other, and I don't think we realize how important tone is. So I'm watching these ducks, and one duck is bummed out, and she's in her little thing, and she's like, meh, my foot, meh, I got my foot, meh. And the other ducks are outside the barn, like trying to reconnect with their buddies so they can do their baby boomer walkabout that they do every day. All four of them walk around Ursa Manor, and they're just like, meh, we went to the moon, meh, did you guys see Tucker Carlson last night? Meh, meh, meh. And, but BB, your truth is setting so many people free. I have no doubt you'll be blessed tenfold. Well, it's just logic at this point. I'm still going to do the truth stuff, but like you have to use it, like use it in your life. It's not just like, just Sisyphus pushing the boulder. I'm actively trying to push the boulder over the lip. So Sisyphus doesn't have to keep pushing the stupid boulder. Yeah, lemons are off. Duck mating is fairly horrific to watch. Yeah, it's pure rape. I watch a ton of rape every day between chickens and ducks. Like, a lot of rape in the animal kingdom. You could only do Ursa Manor stuff and I would still watch. Yeah, I mean, I think it's better than a lot of this fear porn stuff. ABB, or any moderators, can I be verified? Yeah, I verify you. Don't get all right, Kiwi Jam Bear. Welcome, Kiwi Jam Bear. Passenger pigeons. Okay, so passenger pigeons were so plentiful in America, same with fish, that you could just be a poor person and have a good life, a nutritious life. Nowadays, the poor are forced to eat, not forced through incentives. You can still get out of this, but it's good to know, understand the systems to make it so you don't beat yourself up as much that we aren't living as healthily as poor people as they did in the Depression. This is why they could do it better then. They had an unbelievable amount of pigeons. I was reading about some of the descriptions of it. It was like tree branches would break. They actually sound a bit like a pest. But they were everywhere. And so the poor could just live on pigeons. Pigeon stew, pigeon pie, constant pigeons, and there was no GMOs and no hormones and no chemicals. So that's why you could see some of these poor people with like chiseled jaws and like ripped Tesla and his pigeons. Whoa. All right. So then when the pigeons disappeared and Henry Ford said that he believed they all drowned in the Atlantic Ocean, which I don't know if that's the case or not, people went towards chickens, and I still strongly recommend chickens because of the eggs, but slowly but surely they became genetically modified for meat, and that's when things started taking a turn. And now a lot of the chickens that people buy in stores are so genetically modified that if they live more than like 10 weeks, they break their legs because they're so fat. They're almost like giant fat babies. Poor people need to be taught how to eat. Urban poor don't know how to feed themselves, brainwashed by big government. Well, yeah, and it's also just like what's around you. Like there isn't natural food around people anymore. That's why you have to kind of do it yourself. And you can still live very, very cheaply. BB, pigeons, quail, and other game bird are delicious, lean, and healthy. Yeah, they're incredibly good for you. And so I don't have any answers for you. I'm just letting you know what I've learned. The animatics mob boss pigeon are funny as fuck. Pigeons are delicious. My parents used to have to eat pigeons occasionally. We had about 200 that would fly out and come back at night. Yeah, and pigeons can fly thousands of miles to a pinpoint location over and over and over again. Like they can communicate in ways that I can't understand. And so I was looking at these ducks communicating and George singing the blues and, you know, goats and how they communicate, and it's just tone. And when people talk about how our music went from 432 hertz to 440, which causes more anxiety, more agitation, because 432 is more designed for the human spirit and soul and ears. Squirrel's good. Yeah, squirrel's legit. I started thinking about that, about how our tone, and that's why the new Tower of Babel, the internet, you know, the one universal language of zeros and ones that no one can actually speak, but everyone's using until it crumbles. We took away tone. And tone, like you could talk without any words and communicate better if someone can hear the pitch of your voice and the vibration of your voice without words than you could on the internet with words with no tone, you know? And I think that that's what's causing a lot of these gamma male troll spirals is a lack of tone. The people will read tweets, read Facebook posts, read comment sections, and it's like, Sally, you have an official fishing license just to be allowed to fish. Yeah, there's some, you know, there's a lot of challenges these days. There really is. And it's for everybody. It's not the goal of the money, the artificial incentives, the AI, is to make everybody think that everybody else is doing better when everyone has their own set of problems. And so I'm not here to just complain. So I think something that we can bring back in our lives is tone. So that brings me to my next story. And then I'm going to read some mail. That's the reason I hate texting. Yeah, the last Crow episode was pure gravy. Yeah, there's some good gravy in it. So I've been trying to reach out to the community, and a lot of bears emailed me, and I've been contacting a couple of them. I was kind of gravy overloaded when I was talking about how I wanted to do more like male-oriented activities in the community in person. And, you know, I was invited to be on basketball teams, invited to, like, do caulk work. You know, this other dude is in a similar situation as me around here, works from home, you know. And so all these people write me, and I'm trying to make, you know, try and do some real-life stuff with people. And, but this is a funny thing that happened, is so my wife, excuse me, had this idea to go to this church event, and I'm not going to say which church. I'm not in that, in the business of shame. But so we go, and it's one of those churches where it just reeks of Zionism, and I can tell. But it was like a community reach out where people get together and talk about life's problems, right? And they play this video, and it's like, I'm not even going to give any details about it because I don't want to be a jerk to these people because there were some good people there. But like, I'm just there to break out of my comfort zone and be around people in an actual community. But guys, it was like exactly a converged church. And so they're playing these videos and they're playing like Coldplay. I'm just like, you gotta be kidding me. But at least we had our table, right? At least we had our table where we could talk about each other's problems and goals and community and stuff. And no one knew me as who, like what I do for a living or any of this stuff. And so we're sitting there. And another guy sits down, and he's got a crazy look in his eye. And he just looks at me and goes, "I know you." And I'm like, yeah, man, okay. And so everybody else is talking. It's just a small group. And I know the whole organization is converged and cucked, and it's just mind-blowing how people don't see it and how people associate this with Christianity. To me, it's just like insane. But at least we're there talking. And this guy's like, "I know you." And I'm like, "Hey man, I'm just here to talk." And they're like, and then he just starts going on and on about who I am to the rest of the table. And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm not really here for that, man. You know, I'm just talking and about, you know, how social media and we need to just sit in sit at a table and talk." So he starts taking everything out of his pockets, and the rest of the table's getting like crazy uncomfortable. And he's like lining up everything in his pockets, and he's like, he's just like legitimately one of the craziest vibes imaginable. And it was everything that I was trying to avoid on the internet was just sitting right there. And so I'm next to my pregnant wife and these strangers, and this guy's just staring at me like, and he's like, and he just keeps talking to the other people like, "Do you know who he is? He's a gentle giant who speaks truth." And I'm like, "Stop, man." And my wife was just like, "Excuse me, like, we're trying to get away from that. Do you mind stopping?" He's like, "Yeah, yeah." And he just wouldn't stop staring at me, sitting right next to me. And so I'm just, when me and Amy left, we just started laughing. It was just like, it's so hard to communicate to people what I go through. But like, you know, we're like, oh, we're going to jump out of our comfort zone and go just do something. And it was every single thing, you know, it might as well have been called Israel First, you know, Satan Church talk, literally. And then a demon sits next to me, staring at me, like pulling everything out of his pockets and lining things up. And he's just like, I know you. And I'm just like, dude, and it's not a creeper. It was a random guy. And that's why I don't understand why people pursue fame. It's, I'm not even like super famous. And it's like, all right, I'm just here to talk. We're done with that whole thing. Damn, that has to be annoying. It's crazy. But and also, like, the talk amongst the table, I didn't relate to at all. I'm just like, you know, I don't want to talk about what people are talking about, but I was just like, yeah, no. Holy shit, he emptied his pockets. Yeah. Should have blessed him with a lock of your hair. No. You crashed his Matrix. Dude, that's the problem, is I crash Matrixes. It's like I crash Matrix. Like, you know, and they're like, the whole point of this this event was to speak your mind, like whatever is on your mind, you know, like a lot of church time, you're not allowed to ask questions and, you know, just speak your mind. And I was like laughing to myself and there was no one around to laugh with me. But I just wanted to be like, yeah, I just feel like 6 million sounds a little high. There's no truth there. The whole thing was, there was zero truth. They opened with a Coldplay song, guys. And the video, I'm not going to get into details because I don't want to, you know, put anyone in the spotlight because trust me, it ain't fun. But, I know it's hilarious, Bear Paw Bear. But it was like, so I'm there, I'm in a converged church that I believe to be satanic, you know, and the whole point is that they proved Jesus was real. You know, they looked at the documents and I could go on and on, but I don't want to, I'm just like, it's not, I don't know. So I'm just sitting there and I'm like, so their truth is simply like nonsense truth. You can't actually talk about anything. Because if you did, if you said, yeah, I'm starting to think that like these wars are on behalf of a foreign country that operates based on shame about an event that is fairly easy to prove has been misconstrued. Do you think I'd be allowed to stay? No. Most churches in the area I live with are social groups. What church do you go to? They ask. This is what I recommend staying away from. If you see like an expensive church with like ton, like not a lot of people there, but it's just really expensive, like everything's big and just $1 million, you know, conference rooms and stuff, like you're not in a Christian church. That's not, and Amy was laughing on the way out. She's like, so maybe next week we go to a synagogue. What kind of setting was this? A church? Yes. And it's not, you can call it whatever you want. You can call Amy Schumer stand-up comedy all you want. It isn't. You can call that a church, and it is not a church. It is not a place of God. It is not a place of truth. It is not a place of pain and suffering, like real, actual pain and suffering where you can seek guidance and counsel. It isn't. It's been absolutely converged. And I knew it going into it. But it was something that seemed organic because it was some, like a friend of a friend recommended it. And it was like a waking nightmare for me. It was like a demon sat next to me and wouldn't stop staring at me and just being like, I know you. And I was like, dude, I don't know if I can play basketball with you guys. I haven't been to church in some... So, and I finally understand Not finally, but it re-dawned on me why people are atheists. Because they're presented with that shit. If you're presented with that as truth, it isn't. And so what do? You associate that nonsense. I mean, okay, one of the guys, there was like celebrities in the video they played. And one of the guys in the video, it was traumatizing. And he was sexualizing BB. He was sexualizing me. BB, it sounded like an actual demon, wasn't it? I don't know. But all I'm saying is everyone else saw the demon. And so there, like, one of the guys that was talking about the church was the head of the Human Genome Project. And he was like, "Hi, I'm Gary Stein," or whatever. By the way, all Jewish. And like all of their testimonials is like, "I was raised in a Jewish house, but I found Jesus because it was proven to me based on documents." And I'm like, "Oh my God." It was like the Human Genome Project. They're like, "We've mapped the human genome." And I mean, he didn't say this, but it was basically like, "We know how to play God. And we know and we love Jesus because it was proven to us based on historical texts. Now die for Israel." Just like, okay. All right. I would have ran. I know, but it was like I was really giving it a shot. Find a local non-denominational church. They're usually legit. I don't know. I think I'm good. I see God in my duck's foot. $1 million conference rooms. My church evolved into that. It's not a church anymore. We left years ago. Yeah, I mean, that's what's happening to people. I'm very glad that I did it because it helps me understand why people have such a disdain and hatred for Christianity. Like, I totally understand. If I was raised in that environment with those lies, I would have been like, Christianity is absolute nonsense. You know, this is, who pays for this church? Well, there's like 80 people here total. What does each person pay? 50 grand? Like, let's run the numbers here, guys. Who's paying for this? And that's why I'm not allowed in these places. Like, literally, demons will come to me in these places. They might as well be like, "I know you. You don't belong here." Ugh. Like, I swear to God, because I crashed the Matrix. I'm the kid in the Emperor with no clothes. And it's like, that's why the church was taken over by Israel, so I ran. That's a good one, Hand Round Bear. No gathering place is demon-free. Well, I know, but it's extra demonic when you're actively practicing nonsense. American Christians are mercenaries for wealthy Semites. I just want nothing to do with it. Like, I don't care what they do. I'm not going to go in there and be like, "You guys don't know the truth. 6 million sounds a little high." Like, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to cause a disturbance in whatever people are doing in their life. But, like, I don't belong in these places. BB, you can find Jesus in the world around you. Oh, I know. I want to be around human beings that talk with tone. I want to be around human beings that when you speak, it isn't just ones and zeros on a screen. I know we've developed something much more beautiful in this than a lot of real life places. Like, I know we can't always hear each other's tones, but the bear community is so good that it can transcend that. But I definitely want to be around more people. And the way our economy is set up, people have to work all the time, or they have these fears, you know, because of money and debt. And it doesn't allow people to really spend enough time with each other. It doesn't allow mothers to be with their children. It doesn't allow fathers to be around other fathers. And it takes effort. We can get through this stuff. We can pass this stuff. It's just, it just requires a little extra effort. You know, the whole New World Order financial system revolves around people not just giving it some more effort. You should try an Orthodox church. They're very based. As long as it's like honest. You crush demons, BB, they flee. They do. but they get so weird around me. They just start, like, I can start not, I don't even have to talk. And demonic people will just start being uncomfortable around me. And then they just start freaking out. It's like, it's so bizarre. Like, I don't even have to talk. Like, they don't even have to know. Like, I'll just, like, look and listen. And after a while, they start realizing that I'm not buying the lies. They can feel it. There is energy to this stuff. And so then they just start getting, like, antsy. And then they'll just start, like walking away from me. It's just like, okay. All right, let's open some mail. But I don't know if you guys have any experience with all that stuff. Come to my church, BB, when you need a few days off. Would love to involve a few beers, though, demon-free. I'm just... Amy was really happy that I gave it a shot. Owen, just a note to say how very much I enjoyed discovering you early last year. My life is enriched by the regular listening to your streams while I drive, work in the garden, or fix something in the garage. We live in such a fantastic world today. Yes, we do. We do live in a great world. I know it might sound... Let me just do a side note here. I know it sounds like I'm being negative today, but I'm not. I'm just facing reality. You know, like, these churches aren't for me. And my duck has a bummed out foot, and the news is lying to you. And unless, like, you really understand that, you can't move forward. But we do live in a fantastic world. And a lot more people are realizing this, and they're looking for something else. They're looking for real community. And if it costs a little more based on incentives, this is what I found in my life. And this is something that I wonder if you guys have as well. If you don't go with the incentives of money, money typically isn't a problem. And I don't know why that is. God provides, I guess. But it doesn't make total sense to me. It's almost like some of the decisions I've made in my life, for a while I'll be broke, but then I'll end up in a better place than the people who cucked because all they're doing is submitting to lowest common denominator economic forces. And truth and community and life and faith, like, these things are more valuable than the lowest amount of the lowest price you can get grain for and shit like that. And I know people do get stuck in these ruts, but, and myself included, I still have debt. I don't own my house. I have a mortgage. I have a death grip, a death note. And I've had financial worry. Like, last night I had a moment of financial worry, and I was worrying, and then something kicked in to me. I had a good talk with Amy about it, and someone said a while ago, I don't remember who said it, but worry is almost like a demonic prayer, where you're asking God, like, dreaming of good stuff, of what could be, gratitude, of what you enjoy. Like, these are prayers, whether you say amen or not. And your mind is praying. It's connecting to source, to God, to the creator, to the beginning, you know? And that will start happening in your life. Like, prayers are answered. But worry is another prayer. It's a prayer of demonic. It's a demonic prayer. It's almost like asking for something that's terrible. What's going on with lemons? Lemons are off. Glad I made it to the stream in time. Been bumming today, having to deal with being given a deadline to move out of my ex's apartment. That's okay. I don't really worry about money as long as I have my... Yeah, but for me, it's about children, you know? But it's fine. It passed. Worry is a negative goal setting. Exactly. It's like it's a prayer for something bad. And even though you don't want it and you're worried... is real. You know, you're like, okay, how do I strategize around this? How do I get through this? How do I get out from underneath the thumb of a banker or the U.S. government with debt? And you think you're just strategizing. Well, this is what happened to me. As we've been warned, be careful what you wish for. Yeah, but it's prayer. Even the word wish is a weird sleight of hand. It isn't wish, but I know what you're saying. Whatever you believe comes true. Well, it's ask and you shall receive. And worry is a prayer. And that kind of blew my mind, where I never really thought of it that way, where it's like, what you're worrying about, what you're stressing about, when it's not real, you're making it real. No despair, debt is despair. Right, but it's like, that's what you feel when you're in debt a lot. You feel that a lot when you're in debt. And I wasn't feeling it because I just saw the mortgage as, you know, just something that grown men have and all this stuff. And then the more I think about that, it's actually debt. It's actually like a slave master situation, fake, obviously. I started developing that worry. It started manifesting. Like, the debt felt real. And I know people in school debt and in credit card debt, and they feel they can't get out from under it. So their body literally vibrates differently, literally. And it starts manifesting. And I'm not talking about like The Secret or any of that satanic bullshit where you can manifest your what you want and all that. That's not what I mean. I mean, like, it's prayer. It's like you are asking God for bad shit. And so that's why I'm glad I snapped out of it and I focus more on the animals that need my help and my seek first God's kingdom and all will be added to you. Placebo is you manifesting results. Yeah, but placebo is a word given to you by science. What do we know about science, guys? It's a satanic religion. I mean, I'll do more. Okay, here's, you want to better understand how ridiculous astronomy is? Here's just a quick mind exercise, right? So they say the sun is 400 times bigger than the moon, but yet it's 400 times smaller, or it's 400 times farther away than the moon. That's why they appear to be exactly the same size, right? It's 8 light minutes away, and it appears 400 times smaller than the moon because of 8 light minutes, which is 93 million miles. Okay, imagine a light hour. So you have 8 light minutes. Now make it an hour. How far that would be and how small that sun would appear. Now imagine a light day, the distance light travels in a full day. 8 light minutes makes it that much smaller. You know, if the sun and the moon were right next to each other, the sun is, and the moon is just, I know it's all nonsense, but hear me out. Okay, the stars you see in the sky, they say are, some of them are thousands and millions of light years away. If the sun at 8 light minutes is that much smaller, imagine it a light hour, now a light day, now a light year, now a light century. You can't even comprehend how small it is. Okay, now, and bear in mind, I know that some stars, they claim to be bigger or smaller, but that roughly, the sun, they say, is a very average, middle-of-the-road size star in an empty galaxy, right? Okay, you couldn't see any stars past a light 20 minutes, half hour. So how could you see a light, a star a million light years away? You couldn't. That's nonsense. 8 minutes was based on a heliocentric model. All of astronomy is based on a false. We all know that, but I'm still trying to deprogram. Because some people, like, those stars are not what the sun is. It's not what they say it is. Fuck, huh? I know, it's all nonsense. And so when people say, yeah, but that may be false, but I still believe this. The whole thing is fake. The heliocentric model is fake. Fake, fake, fake. A lot of churches took the ticket and wear fancy pants. There's a fine line between. Yeah, if you see a very expensive church, and I'm not talking about like a beautiful cathedral, but like recently built, it's fake. Being judicious with one's use of spoken word is paramount advice. Just got some books from school from the 70s about the moon landing and Antarctica. Very funny, but also sad. It's not sad. If you think it's sad, it'll be sad. Because that's what you're asking for. You're asking God for it to be sad. It, like, worry and sadness and despair is a prayer. It's just a different type of prayer. And it is. And I've had to face it too, you know? But we are on a spinning ball. No, we're not. See, I don't know your tone. I could have easily banned you for that, but I'm in a good mood and I'm projecting my good mood. So I'm taking that as a funny joke. So just think about it. 8 light minutes, a light hour, a light day, a light week, a light year, a light century. Like there's no, all a telescope is a giant magnifying glass. It's a giant, a telescope is nothing more than a microscope. You're just focusing as intensely as you can on the firmament and the celestial bodies on the firmament. That's it. That's all it is. It doesn't go farther. There is no farther. There's one firmament. And you could say, oh, how dare you? That's so stupid. That's what we see. Science is a lie. It's all a lie. And they've developed a priest class with white lab coats where they know more than you simply because they have these idols, this garb, this fashion. You know? If you stare at the full moon for long enough, you'll feel... Oh, and the moonlight, you want to hear some gravy. The moonlight causes cellular decay. The moonlight is what causes sepsis. It's what causes life to break down. And the sun is what causes life to grow. The sun triggers photosynthesis. And this isn't from science. Any farmer knows this. Any grower knows this, that the sun develops plants, and the plants grow, and then the animals eat the plants, right? And then the moon breaks it down. And both are necessary for the life cycle. So moonlight isn't warm. It's actually cold. You can do a study yourself. I'm trying not to say they anymore, like they've done studies and stuff. But you can do a study, and you can measure moonlight. And moonlight is... Oh, this is cool. It's a bear stamp. I'm going to finish the letter. But moonlight is chilling, and it's chaotic. And the moonlight makes for a wonderful sonata. That's true. The sun preserves, the moon decays. Right, exactly. And so some believe that that's what the chemtrails do. I don't think the chemtrails are poison. I don't think that they're trying to make you dumb. I don't think any of that. Some claim, and I don't know, but this is just gravy, that the trying to block the sun because of the fake global warming is an attempt to create more decay of life and less growth, to control food. Because I've been thinking a lot about food, like where food comes from, the history of food, the pigeon versus the chicken versus all this stuff, like what people of all social economic gradients can live on. You know, and you really can eat weeds and stuff. You can, there's whole art forms to, gathering and foraging. There's food everywhere, but you just have to know what it is. What do you mean by chaotic, Owen? Sepsis, the breakdown of the cell is chaos. It's the opposite of order. So the moon is what breaks bonds and causes chaos. Like if you put food in moonlight and not sunlight, it will become rotten. Chaos. Chaos is what we're seeing in our culture. You know, like men and women, men are women, women are men, and everyone's pumping the anus like Joe Rogan tells you to. You know, there's my truth and like, you know, just the rise of nonsense is just chaos. That's what it is. It's moonlight. And Moonlight Sonata, The lunatic, Luna. I love when BB gets cool things and we get to see them. It feels like I got a surprise gift too. Yeah, that's where to be, man. That's the goal of the community. And we do have a fantastic online community. It's just all about tone. And you go into the moonlight thing more. This is new to me. Yeah, it's new to me too. I'm not... Logos gravy bingo. Food security by redox photosynthesis and increased cancer fungal theory. Yeah, that's what I think it is. Because I've been thinking a lot about this. Yeah, nettle soup is great. Do you think that's why people say we act crazy in the full moon? I know that's why. Moonlight, you can measure yourself, is colder than just the air at night. And it causes a chaotic effect of cells. It's like, well, why didn't I learn this in school from the scientists? Because they're not telling you the truth. You have to find it yourself and in your community. You have to trust. Trust is so valuable. It's so much more valuable than money. It's so much more valuable than all. And I've been saying this for so long. And people, I do think, are starting to see that not only was I not fronting, they see it now. A lot of people. Well, that brings a whole new meaning to the term lunatic. Yeah. And the sun is the force of order. And that's why the moon is so female. 28-day cycle, just like a woman's menstruation. It's just like the joke I did. You know, it's like needs her space, but always watching. NASA spends trillions of dollars to try and plant a flag in it, but she rejects them. But NASA still lies and says that they, like, fucked her. It's pretty funny. You know, in these times, it's all about having a sense of humor because we're getting the truth. We're getting the reveal, but it's jarring. You know, hospital workers say things are always crazy during the full moon. Yeah. Saw an Owen Benjamin t-shirt in Slovakia. Sweet. I've been to Slovakia. I like Slovakia. And unbearablesmerchandise.com. We got some new stuff there. Unauthorized.tv, as always, subscribe. Sorry if I'm like, my eyes are moving around a bit today. I have like my light right here, so it's a little bright. Yes, the older I get, the more I value trust. Dude, trust is everything. If I feel, and the thing is, the more you live in trust and the more you live in truth and the less you listen to media and movies and nonsense and Cardi B, the more you hear it in people's speech, like clear as day. And it's much harder to be lied to. More babies are born during a full moon. Interesting. So logistically, women decay without the masculine balance. Yes. It's all right there. You got the masculine sun just crushing, just throwing, you know, sperm everywhere. You get it. But just like jizz, rays of jizz sunlight. and then you have the moon just kind of buzz killing and decaying. I'm just kidding, ladies. You guys are great. But without the moon, the sun would overgrow, overcrush, you know? It, like, you need the decay. You need the, you know, I've called Amy in the past. I'm like, I'm the dreamer, and she just crushes my dreams. But she's right. And I think a lot of men and women have that relationship where the dude is like, I'm telling you, we got to start farming ostrich. And it's like, no, the ostrich can kick one of our kids in the face. And it's like, ugh. It's that balance. And the sun and the moon have the same balance. And I think because of the over, the weird anti-sun movement with life, you know, like global warming and all this bullshit, it's almost like magnifying the moon. And the moon is like, no, we need more masculine. We need more crushing. Because they break down life in order for more life to emerge. Just sun, too much crushing, overgrown. Everything gets real. It's like just picture it like a lesbian couple and a gay couple, like a homo, two homos. Two homo men are just doing blow, selling real estate, collecting art, just, you know, chiseled, working out, more cocaine, crushing, and they die. They die at like 30. Just like chiseled, like in a steam room, just like dead. Ah, I'm dead. And then the lesbians get together and it's just like decay and just like they get like real pear-shaped and they drive around their Subarus and they're always like, yeah, we can just buy more knickknacks. We adopted a dog. The dog has been saved. And they just decay. And so just the homos are just pumping and blowing and cocaine and just money, but they die. And then just the women are just decay, just wet, just a wet rag. And so that's, I think, how people can see the balance between the masculine and the feminine that we really need. The moon is a pain in the arse. Yeah, but the sun is too jacked. The sun is like being buddies with the gay guys that are like, you know, oh my God, I just invented another app and I just got a sports car and we're going to fucking crush and we're gonna make it illegal to not pump each other's anus and I just wave the flag and then they die. It's just too much. Dear Amy, please let Owen have an ostrich. Yeah, like just homo dudes, they pump to death. And just women, they just decay. Hilarious analogy. And it's true. I've been saying this shit for years. I'm just starting to see like the actual science behind it. Not like science, but the science where it's like moonlight does decay organisms and sunlight grows the organisms. It's like crushing and then the decompose. And so I think that's probably what's going on these days. Sun, moon pumps and pulls like a steam engine. Yes. Pump and pull. Pump and pull. And it's like, I know some women can be like, I like to pump. I like to pump more than my husband. He's always a buzzkill. It's a generalization. The moon seduced the Russians and they exploited 58 million a day from America. Right, but the truth of our lives is in our lives. You know, we can see the macro. We can see like NASA and all this shit. But like our life is where it's at. Too much sun equals way more rave music. Yeah, it's just Oh, yeah, for those of you guys just joining, I just found a goat. Like, there's a, like, my son named him Tubi. He's just this random goat. Can't imagine becoming an old degenerate. No, it's a bummer. It's a lunar full moon eclipse tonight. Wow, that's a great way to put it. All right, so anyway, let me finish this. You have brought me precise, powerful epiphanies regarding Logos and this upside down world. You are brave and true, promoting fatherhood, children, the naturalness of motherhood, escaping the madness of the crowd and sickness of this culture. Bravo. My caption, I am beside you in this battle. My captain, rubber tramp bear. Thank you very much. I make my own rubber stamp. Oh, rubber stamp bear. I make my own rubber stamps for fun. I'm a big fan of old school walking mail. When I made a big sheet of stamps last week and I thought of you, old Big Bear, might enjoy this simple gift. Thank you very much. It was very, very kind of you. I think the moon get... Maybe this is why the Masons like to bring order from chaos. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think there like a lot of truth is just in nature around us, a lot of order. And like you see the cycles, now you see them broadcast. Like the entire news cycle is decay. It's luna. It's lunacy. Lunatic. It's chaos. It's like, oh, here are the Iranians in a Russia collusion. The flu just killed all these people. And Tina, the hurricane is going to. It's just like it's a vibration of lies. And you can almost feel it decaying your cells. Sounds like God blessed you with a goat or maybe the devil in disguise. Yeah. No, I had the demon the other night. That was pretty crazy. Oh, and thank you for the Christmas card. I'm a 24-year-old from Indiana, and I could not be happier to receive the card. I haven't missed a stream. Loved watching over this year and some change. You have... Hey, love! Yo, aim! Georgie, relax. It's just a goat. Things I have, I love to see you try. How to Homestead series. Finish that book. An animated series you write and direct. Oh, yeah. Well, here's an update. Yo, aim! Here's an update. The documentary is coming out soon. It's going very well. It's available at unauthorized.tv. Hang on 1 second. Yo, Amy! What's going on? It doesn't matter. All right. Also, unbearablesmerchandise.com. I can't remember what I was talking about. There's so many distractions. George is just spiraling. I'll open one more and then I'm going to get out of here. Hang on a second. I understand why he's spiraling. I'm not mad at George. There's a new goat that he doesn't know. Oh, thanks for the super chat. Good day, Owen of House Bear. It's Arky Bear again. As I type this letter, I'm watching live stream 708. Your opening monologue was insightful as you talked about pain and despair through flooded my mind on the topic. Guys, I'm going to play you guys a video while I go figure out George. Give me 1 second. I'm going to play the Fallon one. 1 second. This could have to do with the goat.
Hey, no way! It's the devil! Hey, devil! I want to be the I want to be like the biggest talk show host in the whole wide world.
Hello, Jimmy Fallon. You are named after a bird.
Yeah, Fallons. Fallons are great. Everything's great.
You will be the greatest. You will be the new Johnny Carson.
Really? No way. I'll sign the dotted line.
But you'll sound like a retard.
What's that? What'd you say?
Nothing, Jimmy. You are here to stay. You will be the number one. Number one late night. You will host the Tonight Show. Your name will be in lights. Everyone will know you. Commercials, stars, celebrities, Beyonce will call you her friend.
No way, Beyonce will call me your friend? That's great. That's so cool. That's the greatest thing ever. Where do I sign?
And you will talk like you are a fucking retard.
What did you say?
Nothing. You will be known by everyone as a homo.
No way. That wasn't part of the deal. I want to be like Johnny Carson.
You will be famous like Johnny Carson, but you will not be respected by Johnny Carson. You have not read your contract. Your terms
and conditions.
But I thought I was the number one. I would be the number one late night show.
You are number one, but number one retard.
Oh, no way. It's totally a bummer.
You are known, Jimmy Fallon. You are known for being a cook.
No way. It's great. It's awesome. The devil.
Hilarious. So, here's some news. Not Ryan's goat. I think it's deep state confirmed. I missed the beating George jokes, but trolls and gammas ruined it. Yeah, they've never been around a giant dog. They don't even know how they operate. So, yeah, Ryan, it's not Ryan's goat. So, confirm deep state. We should name him CIA goat. But Ryan's going to take the goat. George is like, let me at that goat. Thanks for the moon gravy, BB. Yeah, it's very interesting. Come on, guys. How about the fact I've done 711 episodes of gravy? Because people thought that I was going to burn out. Everybody thought I was going to burn out. They're like, how do you do 2 hours a day with gravy, with interesting stuff and comedy? There's no way you can keep that up. You're going to burn out. I heard that a lot. I have not burned out yet. How crazy is that? Yes. MK Ultra Goat? Yes. Sidekick Goat, since Sidekick Bear has been compromised. Sidekick Bear is going to come back soon. I've had more difficulties revamping this new bear area. I might just go back to the old bear cave. It's got really, it's got a really good vibe there. Like, when the weather gets a little nicer, I'm going to do more streams in the outdoors again so people can look at all the green. I think it makes people happy. Amazing the work you do with laughs and logos. Yeah, I mean, we just keep it up. And Mountain Bear and Anchor Bear, they're coming up with some more stuff. We're going to be doing more sketches and all that again. I wrote a sketch that I got to film. I just got to get a bike thief. We have a bike thief, though. I think Ryan's friends with the bike thief. It's going to be the Matrix guy saying, like, red pill or blue pill. And the joke is, like, I don't take pills from random black guys in trench coats. And he's like, have you ever felt like you were the special boy? You know? And then I don't take either pill, and he takes off and he steals my bike. I'm starting to think, I know a lot of people in the quote-unquote truth community think that The Matrix was this epic truth drop movie. I'm starting to think it's gamma male wish fulfillment. Like, it's a little bit like, have you ever felt like the special boy? Have you ever felt like the world didn't make any sense? and you are super special, well, then you should take the red pill. And then he takes the red pill, and he's like the most special boy in the whole world. It's like, how about you don't take pills from random black guys in trench coats? And they'll steal the bike. Deep State Goat, you did 5 hours and 40 minutes once. 2 hours is nothing. I know, but now I got to pay for my own server space, sir. The Goat's part of the Nigerian internet scam. Yep. Listening to Owen Benjamin while I work. Thank you for streaming. Anytime. Then you must be the secret king. You've been cucked by a dual citizen. You've been hit by a dual citizen. Israel, are you okay? Would you tell us? Are you okay, Israel? Israel. I love your outdoor streams. Matrix is gay. I always thought that. Yeah, I was going to rewatch The Matrix because, you know, Neo's passport says expiration 9/11/2001. And that's just so much gravy. It's pretty tough to ignore. But I just keep thinking about the plot. And it's such gamma wish fulfillment. It's such like, you're more, because you're a loser, it means you're actually the most special boy in the whole world. Gnostic theme to Matrix and other Wachowski movies. Yeah, now they're both girls. Like, the directors are trannies. So there's no way they're trying to give you any truth. It's gamma male wish fulfillment. I think you're onto something, BB? Yeah. All right, so anyway. For many, depression is a temporary state of mind brought on by trauma. For others like me, depression is the result of a chemical imbalance for which there is no cure, only treatment. My approach to treatment is three-pronged, consisting of chemical, behavioral, and religious or spiritual elements. If you have a chemical imbalance, try to bring your body into a better place. Everyone has a different body chemistry, so going into specific here is pointless. Food, supplements, and possibly medicine will be your weapons. Should the Bears show enough interest on this topic, I would be happy to open a thread on bearsaloon.com, bearsaloon.com, going into detail on the subject. Certain behaviors are universally beneficial to the treatment of depression. First, be physically active, either through regular exercise or regular outdoor activities. Second, get into a routine. Our bodies perform better when on a routine. Third, eat better. Food is a chemical treatment, but the acts of buying and consuming better food are behavioral. Nice. I like this. The spiritual treatment of depression should not be overlooked. Religion primarily, and to a lesser extent, forms of spirituality, provide the meaning for living everyone needs. If you're Christian, Muslim, or Jewish, pursue a stronger relationship with God. Whether or not you're religious, practice gratitude and appreciation for your life and for nature's beauty. No matter how badly you think you have it, there are others who have it worse, so be thankful. We all experience moments of despair, but if you wallow in despair, your life is out of balance. The ability to wallow in despair is a modern creation. True, true, true. Only those with too much time and too little purpose can choose this path. Yes, wallowing in despair is a choice. Make the conscious choice to refuse despair. It is a sin and a weapon against your well-being. Following most of the above advice has dramatically improved my condition and my life. Owen, should you choose to share this with the Bears, thank you very much. Keep crushing. Peace be upon you, Archie Bear. Yeah, it's beautiful, man. That's exactly dead on. And one chemical thing that I've been doing in the Pacific Northwest in the middle of the winter, since I don't drink anymore, is vitamin D. One of the reasons that the bike thieves shouldn't live in northern climates, talking about Europe, talking about North America, is because if you notice, people with really dark skin, like black skin, when they're in an area, like there's no vitamin D from the sun above the city of Atlanta, zero, between November and February, none. That's why you're one of the reasons you see so many health problems amongst the bike thief community, like diabetes, obesity, all this stuff, shutting down of kidneys. It's because their skin is terrible for that environment, terrible. And us pasty glacier monkeys, we still get sad in the winter. And even with our beautiful white skin that allows us to actually absorb the tiny amount of sunlight that exists, we still get seasonal affective disorder. Like, I've had a little of that this year. And so vitamin D has been very helpful. And I've just been crushing green smoothies and stuff because I can't imagine what the bike thief community goes through in the northern climate. And if you think that I'm being quote-unquote racist, that's cruel. It's like there is skin tone that does not work properly with no sunlight. It causes crazy depression and health problems. And if you think whites have it bad in the north, it's not even close to dark. What about the dark-skinned Eskimo? Interesting you say that. The reason that the bike thief Eskimo can live with so little sunlight is because traditionally they ate the polar bear liver. And the polar bear liver is full of vitamin D. That's why their skin didn't have to adapt. Because there is adaptation. Evolution is a rich man's lie. Just please don't send those northern bike thieves down to Missouri. Dude, they're like Missouri is too cloudy for the bike thief. I'm trying to find a wife that gives me vitamin D too. I got a bike thief renting a room in my house. He came with a bike yesterday. He said he bought it. I must see the receipt. He didn't buy it. Yeah, like pasty glacier monkeys like us, like a lot of us. Nah, there's some bike thieves here. Like our skin is not meant for equatorial regions. You know, if we lived in Nigeria, we would be in a really bad position. And that's one reason why this banker fantasy of spreading populations everywhere, this globalism, is so bad. Because like a lot of us physically are not designed to live in other regions. It makes you sad. It gives you health problems. Not to mention us pasty arses get more skin cancer in the stronger sun areas. Right. It would imagine if like they just took all the Irish and Danes and Germans and they just sent them all to like Sierra Leone. They'd be in a world of shit. They'd be like constantly burning. They constantly need like air conditioning. They get skin cancer. It would just suck. They would age like really fast. Like we look the way we look for a reason. I'm mostly glacier monkey, but ended up 20 Rogans tall. I'm a recovering unicycle thief. Interesting. Bike thief Eskimo. Yeah. So polar bear farming sounds promising. Interesting. Gingers like me produce their own vitamin D. Yeah. Because if you didn't, you died. And so that's why when they keep pumping, you know, that bitch who wrote Harry Potter, I can't even remember her name, when she's like, oh, give us more bike thieves. We just want the refugees. Give us the bike thieves. It's like, you think they can survive the Harry Potter world? You're out of your mind. They just get sad and sick. And you see that. You see how sad and sick they get. But the bankers are just like, oh, just send the bike thieves. So true, Arizona, with all its vitamin D, now I feel a supplement. I've been out in the sticks, so my ability to listen was suspended, and I also was ready for an assimilation of gravy phase. This letter and notes were inspired from the gap in communication. I bought a card and tried to write a message in fountain pen and promptly ruined it. Here was the message. You have done already all you will ever need to earn so much of the bear's respect. Blessings to you and your family. Merry Christmas. Thank you. All right, I'll read the rest after. Nice long one. Appreciate you. J.K. Rowling, that's her name. It's a dirty, dirty little tramp. J.K. Rowling is filthy. Disgusting, disgusting woman. Congratulations, Big Bear, on another little bear. My wife and I have 4 boys, age 1, 3, 6, and 8, and we're trying for more. We have a small homestead. We homeschool and are trying to raise our boys up in the ways of the Lord. You and your family are a great encouragement for us, and I can't thank you enough for helping me seek the truth. You and Cody, Rango Star, helped me quit drinking and inspired me to be a better man. My wife and I have just finished the first season of a TV series called Chosen about the life of Jesus. I can't describe how powerful it is. It shows Jesus the man in a way that is very relatable. For instance, he had a great sense of humor and was very humble and joyful. Oh, yeah. You got humble and joyful humor. Huge. You know, that's what these mega Zionist churches are. They don't have a sense of humor. They're so like, oh, man, I still can feel that experience the other night. Ugh. Who are the bankers in Harry Potter? I don't know, but they had suspiciously giant noses and they acted like gremlins. The show is a crowdfunded Vid Angel production, and they are raising gravel for season two. I'm not affiliated with this in any way, but I believe this show to be an extremely powerful tool for informing people of the good news. You can see all of season one for free and donate gravel by downloading the Chosen app. Keep up the great work. Let not your heart be troubled and keep crushing. Corey from Ohio. P.S. Gotta be verified as Midwest Bear or Father Bear. Welcome, Midwest Bear. All right. She's a British witch. Oh, yeah. Jesus had to be super funny and happy. If you don't, like, you're not, you just, you're missing, I don't know. I just don't think that anybody that is following the good news wouldn't be able to have a smile on their face. I'm starting to think the Tour de France is a psyop to curb bike theft. I've thought about that. But if you watch the Tour de France, you can always see that there's usually a foot race. I can't even say it with a straight face. There's usually a foot race of all bike thieves running the entire Tour de France because they're trying to steal the bikes. And that's usually they're Kenyans. They're one of the fastest the fastest marathon ever timed was just a guy trying to run down the bikes of the Tour de France. It was 26.2 miles. He didn't know, though. He was just, you know, just in a haze, just full sprint, trying to get Lance Armstrong's bike. Lance Armstrong started juicing just to avoid the bike thieves. It wasn't the competition between bikers. It was the mob, the mob of brothers. and serious question. When do you think the forced genital cutting of newborns will be abolished in America? It already is. There's no forced cutting of newborns. My kids weren't juice nipped. They say, do you want your kids circumcised? You're like, no. And they go, okay. So it's already, there's never been a forced circumcision in America. It's not very hard to do that. And, you know, when's it going to be abolished? When's circumcision illegal? I'm guessing never. So I think it's just up to you to say, no, thank you. This is Bonnie Bear, and I'm a baby boomer. Bloomer. I'm a bloom in the garden you are cultivating. Here's a little nourishment to the craftsman of the garden, because the stronger you are, the better the garden grows. I love all you do. Thank you very much. Thanks for the gravel for my babble. And you're a baby bloomer. Thank you. So Armstrong was really a hero. He was a hero! Because of political correctness, he could never say on camera what the real reason he juiced was for. You know, they're always like, how many awards do you need, Lance? I mean, how did you do it just for the awards? And he's like, yeah. The last thing that he wanted to do is just look in the camera and go, It's all the niggers are trying to steal my bike. Because he would have been kicked off. And I was quoting him. I'm not saying that. I'm not using that word of hate. Like greyhounds chasing here. Yeah, exactly. Lance Armstrong didn't win because of the steroids. He won because everyone else's bike was stolen. Oh, new theory. Lance Armstrong released the thieves. And that's why he kept winning. Fellow Bears, if you miss stream, Apple Music. All right. Owen, Amy, and family, many prayers for a blessed Christmas and continued success. Thank you for all the gravy and Amy's inspirational homestead mom knowledge. Merry Christmas. Anytime. All right. BB, I'm pregnant with my first child at the age of 40. Praise the Lord. Yes. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. When my son was born, the Graveler docs tried multiple attempts to clip my son's wean tip. I resisted the demonic. Yeah, that's when you need a man around. Because a lot of times women are so exhausted after the birth. And when the demons come out and they go, give us the penis. Give us the tip of the penis. The dude has to be like, stay away from my boy's dick. Hey, Big Bear, thank you for making a huge impact on my life. The first stream I watched was the 50-year moon hoax, and I was hooked immediately. You helped me change from a Rogan-watching lukewarm Christian into a gravy machine. I'm still a flawed man, but hey, we all are. Surprisingly enough, the people around me take the gravy I share and usually love it. It's fascinating to see how many people, friends, family, and coworkers alike step into the light, and so quickly. At least 10 since June. Your stream today was about mud floods, a great topic. So is Tartaria, Scythia, and Hyperborea. I'm 26 and I'm 5'10". I don't know what that means. What is that? Is that 22 Rogans? 21 Rogan? And thin, living in SoCal between LA and Orange County. I live with my mother and younger brother. They'll build a homestead with me as soon as financially responsible to do so. Hopefully finding a lady bear along the way. Keep crushing. You're doing great, kid. And can I please be verified as Mean Mr. Mustache Bear, as I have a mustache too, but not quite like you know who. Thanks for being a great role model. P.S. If this was handwritten, you wouldn't have been able to read it. Edward, I go by Tony. Nice. Thank you. Lance Armstrong is in a league with the bike thieves. Yep. This bit has to be your next special. Armstrong, I'm just trying to keep my bike. He's just trying to keep his bike. The government wants more bike thieves in North Dakota. Well, they can try. Bike thieves do not do well in northern climates. If anybody wants to avoid bike theft, I highly recommend you just go north. Because they physically can't deal with it. Hey, Big Bear, Runner Bear here. A little update. Big Bear Quotes is crushing. It's coming along great, and I'm really enjoying the project. The way it has developed, I've decided to break Big Bear Quotes up into two separate books that parallel the path you've taken in the past few years. First, Big Bear Quotes is an argument for the honor culture principles and abstract ideas you were working through early in the streams, whereas Big Bear Quotes 2 will be focused on conspiracy queries. It's funny, the night before stream 704, when you mentioned how intimidating it can be to try and sift through thousands of hours of streams, a fellow bear and I were chatting on the phone about how to create a repository for exactly that purpose. Projects like Big Bear Quotes and How to Slay a Wizard would become extraordinarily more manageable if we had the tool of all the stream audio compressed into one single text file that could easily search through. If any weaponized autist bear are looking for an awesome bear project to be part of, this could be it. They can email me at bigbearquotes@gmail.com. Anyhow, please read the next paragraph to yourself. No problem. I will read that after. Thank you. I love that this dude's doing that. Yeah, projects are key for the mental health of... I can speak on behalf of men. I won't speak for women. Don't you dare speak for women. But men need projects. Like, without a project, men can get really, like, just bummed out. This is cool. Let's see what this is. Who can find a virtuous woman for her price is far above rubies? Proverbs 31:10. Zoomer Bear here. At midnight, as we begin our new year, I proposed to my then-girlfriend, Julie Bear, and she said yes. There was a time last year when I almost destroyed our relationship because I believed the Hollywood lie that somewhere out there is a perfect and flawless soulmate for each of us. You once said that we should find a good woman and we can love and build and grow with, which stuck in my mind and helped me to not make what would have been the worst mistake of my life. We all have scars, our flaw, and our imperfections. I'm truly blessed to have found a woman who has helped me grow, who has helped me learn to love more selflessly, and I'm looking forward to building a family and a wonderful life with, despite the scars and trauma that this fallen world has inflicted on both of us. Yeah, and you guys are a beautiful couple, by the way. You're going to have some strong children. I also wanted to thank you for two more things. First, for your Christmas card that reached us. It certainly brightened my day and put a smile on my face. I also wanted to thank you for your previous shout-out of my YouTube channel, Owen Benjamin Music Clips. I haven't earned a dime from it, but I've gotten many positive comments, and I'm glad to give back to the bear community, even in this small way. Yeah, it's not about money. It really isn't. It's about just being a part of a community is huge. Because that's what I missed about being kicked off Instagram and YouTube. It had nothing to do with money at all. And if I was paid fairly for YouTube, I would be a very rich man. It was just seeing the comments and seeing the interactions. So that's all. And that's a very valuable thing. So I recommend people do like clips channels or whatever you want to make, because it's good for the mind and the soul. A short message to my fellow Zoomers out there. Do not have despair. Have faith and love in your heart and serve God first, and He will make your path better than any path you could have devised for yourself. I will continue sending prayers for your family and that Amy was a happy, healthy, and easy pregnancy. Thanks for everything you do, Owen. God bless you and your family, and never stop crushing. Zoomer Bear. One bear at a time. We're rebuilding America. I missed the farm pics. Well, I showed some. Well, it's the middle of the winter here. So it's not as... And the winter in the Pacific Northwest isn't like a bike owner's paradise of just fluffy snow. It's just everything's really damp and gray. But in the beginning of this stream, I showed some video of my duck with a hurt foot and George singing the blues. I miss you on Instagram. It's all right. We're still here. And Social Galactic is growing. And I also am starting to not put up pictures of my family anymore. After that Gamma Monsters, I just, it was kind of a wake-up call that I just shouldn't be so open about my life. BB, you've inspired me to give up alcohol. Good. All right. Greetings, Big Bear. After spending almost an entire day in the bottom of a mud pit replacing a busted water line, I tuned into the D-Live stream replay of Paul Isn't Dead. And to my surprise, I hear the words I put to paper at just the right time to close out a stressful day. I sent you the MI Gardener seeds, and the joke about the corn that won't make your dick soft gave me quite the belly laugh. I forgot to mention in my last letter that I am 22.5 Rogans tall, height supremacy game strong. Among other topics that appeared in the stream, getting out of debt was covered, and I wanted you to know that your getting out of debt streams from years ago on YouTube really motivated me to aggressively pay off credit cards and student loans, and I'm happy to report another debt-free bear in the ranks. I'm trying to get there myself, my friend. Crushing! We are hoping for a mild winter here in Georgia, and I will be starting some seeds in a reclaimed PVC pipe greenhouse I made myself and try to multiply our success in the garden we had this past year. Remember, good multiplies success. All you have to do is ask for help. God bless you and your family. Too many hobby bears. Thank you, too many hobby bears. Very nice. Shame, love the segments with your family. I will do stuff with Amy. Like, I can still do Q&As with Amy. Like, I'll do more Beauty and the Bears. But I'm just not going to show my kids anymore. And if you have a problem with that, you can go fuck yourself. Oh, lunar calendar. Thank you. This is cool. Dear Owen, hope you have a great family festive season. It's rather different in New Zealand as it's summer here with long days. Had an outdoor barbecue lunch with some relatives on Christmas Day. Copied and laminated a moon calendar that I still use, originally on cardboard from Allied Farmers and about 60 plus years old. Heard you say you wanted a moon calendar. Hope it works out for you. Not sure if you got the bare diamond dots pick I made for you. Haven't been watching your channel much lately. Nothing against you. Stay strong about not vaccinating. If you need reinforcement, catch Dell Big Tree on High Wire, Suzanne Humphreys, or Forrest Merity. All the very best for 2020 and going forward. Many shills like Ty disappear. Kindest regards, Zimmy Woman Bear. Thank you very much. Yeah, shills do have a way of just disappearing. They just go away and it's great. But it isn't worth it, too many weirdos. Yeah, you guys have no idea. It's what people are, what evil people are capable of. I'm debt free minus the judgments for skipping out on rent. Nice. Protecting the kids is the first priority. Always, always, always. Oh, let's see, I'm at an hour 34. Okay, I can do another 20 minutes. Oh, and all my past streams are at bitchute.com/OwenBenjaminComedy or just Owen Benjamin. I can't remember, but that's where they're all backed up. And, of course, unauthorized.tv. Thanks for the Lowe's card. Someone just sent me a Lowe's card. Subscribe to unauthorized.tv. I just bought my father-in-law an Era garden that has heirloom cherry tomatoes. Now, and that's the thing. It's like we still have to make money in this world, but growing stuff is incredibly good for your soul. BB, please show pictures of your new baby. Of course. I'll show pictures. I'll show like baby pics. But the older kids get, the more they're almost like real people. Not that you're not as a baby, but it's less, it's more invasive. Shills don't go away. Someone finally just puts them away. They kill their own kids and want that for your own. Bitch shoot for the win. They get it. Yeah. Hey, Big Bear, just want to show appreciation for all the gravy. I almost got to come to the University of Michigan show with Crowder, but tickets ran out. Anyway, I'll keep this short. Keep crushing, BB. Hammer Bear, P.S., thank you. You know why. Also, any chance of adding tall size shirts to the merch store? You know, for all us tall bears. There's got to be tall bear shirts. I mean, I can wear the shirts. I don't know what you're trying to say, tall bear. There's nothing more vile than a person who would harm or threaten a child in any way. Oh, I know. And I'm just... Some of you guys watch their channels. And it's pretty gross. You should have better discernment than that. You know, some of these channels that are so vile, but it's way worse than you could even imagine. And I was just, don't do that. Like, don't put those people into your mind. It's like, it's just insane. PB, do you ever get told weirdo fan letters? No, because they usually have so little effort that they don't even use they don't know how to use a mailbox or anything. They just sit and they masturbate to pornography and they do drugs and drink and they try to make your life hell on the internet because they're just so low. Your boy's about as old as my boy. I support your decision. Yes. Greetings, Owen. Thanks for your contributions to the USA. I've been studying permaculture and communicate with people at Wheaton Labs in Montana. One of my skills is drawing. I've made plans for a few projects these people have been building on their educational homestead. I will send you the original PDFs. I sell these plans on the digital market at the Wheaton Labs website, permies.com, P-E-R-M-I-E-S. Any traffic to the drawings or the educational property would be greatly appreciated. Best, David. I don't know what this stuff is. This is some real gravy. This is more Amy's thing. Like, Amy's all about, I'll let Amy look at that. Sodomites have brown thumbs. Yeah, I know. They have brown thumbs. It's time to enforce their privacy when they get stuck in their pants. what kind of channels have those kind of creeps? Some of you watch them. I'll just leave it at that. And, I don't know how that's possible. Denmark Bear writing. I present you. All right. This is where. Oh, it says top secret, but I'm guessing that you want this read. This is where you put on your super sneaky music, something rotten in the good old state of Denmark. Our story takes place in August 2017, a few months before Q started posting on 4chan. Our main character is Mr. Peter Madsen, also known as Rocket Madsen. He was founder of Aurora Project Group in Copenhagen. The goal was to put a civilian in space. He also was part of designing and constructing three functional submarines. On August 11th, he was going to launch the largest rocket built by an amateur thus far anywhere in the world. Peter's submarine, Nautilus, is the only sub in Danish waters. Not even the Navy has one. At this time, I did a bit of digging. Turns out Kim Wall was a Twitter profile with the name Nicole Goddard, which make you think of the NASA Goddard Space Flight Center hiding in plain sight. Kim has seen the world and has a classic CA profile. I know that she wrote about the Clinton Foundation in Haiti and had an interest for blood-drinking plasma. As a curiosity, I found a picture of Peter's helmet for welding. The day before the launch became complicated, a Swedish journalist, Kim Wall, arrives for an interview and she goes with him for a ride on the sub. Her photographer takes this photo. I know this story. Didn't she die? Don't know my Owen's channel doesn't appear on the... The next day, Peter is rescued from the sea as the submarine sank due to technical problems. Peter claimed he put Kim Wall on shore, but he was charged and convicted for killing and dismembering her and for having dealt unseemingly with the corpse. Genital stab wounds. The MSM portrayed him as a perverted psycho butcher However, no one looks at it from a practical point of view. How do you get rid of a body inside a submarine? In the turret, there's only room for one person, and there's no way to pull up the body either. The dismemberment was the only way to get her off the submarine. The police found all the body parts. Great job for an expert in buoyancy. Anyway, now he's in prison for life, and the Nautilus is destroyed by the authorities. If you look at Peter's workshop from the air, it's possible to see this. Here comes the kicker. In the weeks after the murder, I found a video clip on YouTube filmed by a German tourist on a cruise ship. The sun is setting and the Nautilus is clearly visible in the surface. Then a speedboat approaches and pulls up beside the sub and stops. That hasn't been reported anywhere. On the dude's channel, a journalist from Danish Gravel TV says if she is permitted to use the video the next day, he gave the permission. I know for a fact another MSM outlet was mailed the same info. It was never spoken of in MSM. That was a little bit of conspiracy gravy. Your friend Denmark Bear. I got what you sent. Thank you very much. That's textbook. This is just someone trying to disprove the lies with, you know, functional stuff, and they just got put in prison with a fake murder. It's just absolute nonsense. So, Peter Madsen, Rocket Madsen, co-founder of Aurora Project. The goal is to put a civilian in space. He was designing and constructing three functional submarines. He was going to launch the world's largest rocket built by an amateur thus far anywhere in the world. Yeah, it's just clearly obvious what happened. This Kim Wall story was a psyop. The journalist was an agent. Yeah, I doubt that there was a murder. Like, see, that's the thing. If you don't watch media and stuff, that it's insanely obvious what you're reading. It would be good to scan a file. This Kim Wall story was a psyop. Yeah, it's just nonsense. It's okay to show old streams where your brother or mother appears. Yeah, that's fine. They're cool. They're champions. Thank you for the gravel. This will be the last one. And if you want to send me a mail, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. And then I'll release the lemons in a little bit. I guess the lemons got turned back on. I just don't pay attention to the nonsense. Do they make eighth scale working function tools for whittle men like the toe and prickles? Later, BB and Bears have to meet the foreign guy. Much love. Great letter. Yeah, it was a great letter. Duterte 2020, thank you for the spiritual boost. The corn for each of the little bears. God bless. Club Foot Bear. Thank you, Club Foot Bear. That was very beautiful. Spill the desk later, BB. One ice cream. Thanks for the lemons. Fuck it. I'm building a submarine. Donate and you get a ride. Hilarious. Yep, she died all right. Ha ha. Yeah, it's nonsense. And they always put in the element of perversion. That's called a mind hook in psychological operations where it's like, and then they fuck the dead body. Everyone's like, ew. And that type of stuff is so, they use such inflammatory, just crazy things that jar you to make you like really believe it and not question your thought process. All right, let's check out the Jew and the Chinaman. It's been a while. This is a really funny one. This was Mountain Bear's first video he ever made for the Bears. I almost missed it. I get so much emails and stuff that I almost missed this. I'm so glad I didn't, because check out Mountain Bear on YouTube. It's incredible. And there's a bunch of clips channels of mine on YouTube if you want to check out these streams there. All right, it's called The Jew and the Chinaman.
So I paid you to clean my slacks, and I love that the mustard is still in my slacks.
Why you love mustard in your slacks?
Kind of sounds like my therapist. I just love paying my hard-earned money to have somebody not take the mustard out of my slacks.
Why you waste money? That make no sense. You crazy.
Well, tell that to my therapist.
Get out of here. No pants for you.
I mean, I guess this is business. This is a good business plan. To not take out the mustard out of my slacks.
That bad business plan. Why would anyone pay to not take mustard out of slacks?
Well, looks like we got a ray of sunshine over here.
I know ray of sunshine. I own dry cleaner. What is wrong with you?
I'm so happy that when I was born, someone took part of my dick up and sold it to Sandra Bullock's face.
You sick man. Why you let someone cut your dick? Sandra Bullock is a man.
Hey, looks like we got the National Enquirer over here.
I know National Enquirer. My name Ming. I work at dry cleaner.
Wow. This is great.
Oh, you know funny. I tell you what funny is. Funny is when man get hit in testicle.
I love getting hit in the testicle.
You know funny. Wanna know who funny? Fat girl fall down stair with big hat.
Classic. Like, if school was real, they would show... if they actually cared about educating students, they would show that to every kid, and it would be why you should never use sarcasm. Hang on. Hey, Cod, did you release the lemons yet? Should we do the lemon song? Or I don't know if you've released the lemons. I haven't been paying attention. This is so funny. Bears a look up to Patrice O'Neill and his breakdown of Asians. It's on YouTube. Yeah, it's hilarious. 100% Seeky Snorri, brah. Mountain Bear only knows how to crush. Yeah, Cod, are we? Have we released the lemons? Was the big hair a big hat? I show you funny. Funny is fat girl fall down stale with big hat. China. Yeah, sarcasm is a Jewish invention, fact, and it's how Lemon Song is cool. God, I know, but have we done the release of the lemons yet? I'm not just going to play the lemon song if there isn't lemons released. I'm not some kind of a-hole. Do the lemon song? I know, but have we released the lemons? There's a purpose for the lemon song. Lemon song for sure. Right, but I'm not going to do the lemon song if we've already released the lemons. I have to wait for Kyneton Bear to get up off his ass and just fill me in. Try dressing the ostrich in an alpaca to sneak him in the manor. Now, La Luna said no to the ostrich idea. Jewish sarcasm is slightly more challenging to listen to than outright lies. They are outright lies, but it's disguised in tone. Yeah, that kind of sums up the whole episode, where it's like, hang on, cool, good to do it, I will release it. All right, wait. So, tone is how people communicate. And so sarcasm is communicating a lie with your tone, but the words don't match up what you're saying. It's like, I'm not wearing a green shirt. So the words are the lie, and the tone is the way to get away with the lie. So if someone says, let me find this lemon song here. So if someone calls you out for being a liar, you just go, I was just joking, which is tone meaning that you weren't joking. And someone's like, why are you doing that? It's like, I just love that someone clipped the tip of my dick when I was a baby. And it's like, really? You love that? I'm just ecstatic about the fact that my head is so small, I can't even protect myself from a light rain shower. It's great. Everyone's like, you're a weird dude. I love being called a weird dude, but I can't stop. I could stop at any time being sarcastic. I'm not addicted to it at all because I'm conflict avoidant. Go ahead, Cod.
Streams you do. for an hour or two. Cause you got banned from YouTube. And it was called Yellow. So because you were so funny, we gave you cartoon money. And it was all yellow.
We won't make it through the winter without the lemons releasing.
Big bad slayer of wizards and trolls. You make music that's true and beautiful. You know the bears all love you so. The bears all love you so.
Love it. Yeah, because I've faced a lot of stuff. I know we all have in the last few years. So the fact that Sing Along Bear made that just to like keep my spirits up was just really beautiful. We're all here for each other. Anyone knows the lesbian? Keep on crushing, BB. You as well. And again, unauthorized.tv. Become a member there. That's where this stream will then go up later today. BitChute is where my old streams are. If you ever want to watch those or download them or make clips out of them, whatever you want. If you're not bashing me and my business and my family on YouTube, you can do clips channels. It's just all about your intention. Are you doing it to spread the gravy and to get a community going for yourself? Then great. If you're doing it to hurt me or harm me, I'm going to have a problem with it. But that's it. Unbearablesmerchandise.com. We have aprons are back. I think beanies are back. So check that out. And P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. If you want to send some gravel for my babble or just a nice letter or like one of these stamp things, something you make, keep the chat alive. And you can always email me at whydidn'tthelaugh@gmail.com. Stay in touch. Build the community. Stay healthy. You know, we must get through the winter. The winter will crack, guys. The worst part of the winter for me is February because the sun's just starting to come back, but it's still holding on. But the summer will be beautiful and the sun will return and the moon and her female lunacy will move away back into the shadows. All right, much love, everybody. Be fruitful and multiply. Don't be fruity and bull guy.